This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast.
Today, we're going to talk about the energy inside, stories to name, notice, normalize, and nurture feelings, especially focused with children. In manifestation therapy, we know that everything is energy, and the universe is always responding to how we feel and what we focus on. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how we talk to the little humans in our lives about this energy and the universal principles. It can be a challenge at times as parents to shift our own energy. What can seem even more difficult is how to create the positive scripts and energy in our children when we are trying to battle our own imprinted messages and internal transformation. It really is easy to explain and teach our children the universal principles with some general guidance. Children are already open, waiting books to be filled. They want new messages, and their energy is eager to be developed and guided. Our children have not had the years of messages in teaching them to ignore the connection of their thoughts, avoid their emotions and the sensations in their body, or having imprinted behaviors and messages on what their experience internally and externally means. At least we hope they have not had those messages. Side note, I have realized recently that both of my girls have now made it past the very young age I was when I was first abused. Isn't that amazing? They already have been given more safety and protection than I ever had. Score for ending the cycle. So, back to the subject, we understand how our children have big emotions, so much big energy, and that they are truly wanting to understand it. None of us are born wanting to be imprinted with messages of negative attachment, possibility, or self-worth. In fact, it's the opposite. We're biologically set to need, attract, and attempt positive connections in our basic and higher needs from the moment we're born. Children crave positive connection, experiences, and learning. They may get pretty loud at times, triggering us when they show this craving, but that's ultimately what they are looking for: attention, focus. What we need to always understand is that we are their best potential and their biggest erasers. But what we sometimes forget is they're just as much ours. When children begin to understand their internal world, they become more conscious creators of their experience. Children can learn very young how to attract positive energy, how to manipulate their own energy and ours, and what supports them to feel their best. It can be fun to teach them more. Helping the little humans in your life learn emotional regulation through this connected energy will also help them learn to tune into their body, which is self-awareness, or align with love and safety, which is secure attachment, or make choices that feel good to develop positive intuition and aligned intention with healthy boundaries. That's the foundation of manifestation therapy, creating from a place of energetic connection, safety, and self-worth in which to expand into your full potential. Just as when working with adults, we do not need to teach our children to memorize every universal principle for them to understand that what is connected within their bodies will align with what is in their external world. When we teach kids that they have the power to notice, name, and shift energy in their bodies, they learn how to self-regulate, connect, and feel safer. When they have this as a foundation for who they are, then they are able to regulate when things around them are not so calm. We all feel energy all the time. We know from science that the neurotransmitters firing in our brain create emotional energy that shifts into our nervous system in the form of chemical messengers like cortisol, dopamine, and serotonin, shaping how we feel, react, and store emotional experiences in the body. This sends us an urge to react with behaviors, at times more impulsively than others, and it feels especially when there is a threat or a perceived threat, because that prefrontal cortex in charge of impulse turns off. In manifestation therapy, we teach that our thoughts, feelings, somatic experience, and behaviors are the energy that creates our reality. This is governed by specific ancient laws of the universe. To learn to navigate or direct this energy, it all begins with awareness. When we work with children, we want to help them learn to notice their body, how it feels when they're having a different emotion. Before we even teach them to connect with their thoughts, it's important for them to understand how it feels to be happy, anxious, sad, excited, or angry. Understanding this can help them feel empowered to respond to these emotions and give them positive messages for their future and the possibility of their success in all ways. Because a lot of times, the littles in our life can't even articulate their thoughts. Now, we've all likely told a child to stop a certain behavior attached to an emotion. Stop crying. Don't hit your sister. Stop screaming. I can't handle your anger anymore. But they are reacting because they do not have a developed impulse control, and their brain is literally signaling super fast that survival means reaction rather than connection. Unfortunately, they are also often trying to mirror how we are. Big oops there. But do not feel shame if you haven't always displayed the best reactions yourself. As I said before, we are also our children's biggest erasers. Rather than punishing or pushing emotions away, we can learn with them to create space for the four N's. Name the feeling. Notice the feeling. Normalize the feeling. And nurture their feeling. When we notice the feeling, we learn to ask, what are you noticing in your body right now? Or what were you noticing a few moments ago when you, describe whatever behavior they did, stomped your feet or screamed at mommy, punched your sister. So naming the feeling, we want to ask what the feeling is that they're experiencing through an identification sheet or even by playing a game with facial expressions for different emotions so that they understand when we ask what the name may be. Giving the emotional experience language helps everyone feel understood and in control. Then we want to help them notice the feeling. We learn to ask, what are you noticing in your body right now? Or what were you noticing a few moments ago when you, and then we describe whatever behavior there was. When we ask the littles to notice what happened in their body, they draw awareness towards their body, and it removes any shame they may have from their behavior or the emotion itself and the reaction. Then we want to normalize the feeling. Understanding that every emotion is okay to have, and that we are not just meant to have them, but we can learn from them and that everyone has emotion. So saying something like, mommy gets angry a lot when I feel like I'm not being listened to too. Or daddy gets sad when he loses his car keys, just like you did when you lost your bunny. We need to have emotions to learn what we need, what we want, and what matters to us. It's important to have emotions. And then we teach nurturing the feeling. So understanding and appreciating what the feeling is telling us can be a great opportunity for connection. Just allowing the feeling to move through the body can help it shift and release. Describe the emotion through color, shape, texture, temperature, even doing some art. We also talk about how feelings don't stay forever. They move like waves in the ocean, and with mindfulness, breath, and grounding, kids learn to ride the wave instead of getting knocked over by it. It's just emotion. Feel it, breathe through it, and it will be over. We want to make the learning about emotions fun. I play games with children to help identify emotions by how their facial expressions change or how they may behave. For example, my daughter loves to make really exaggerated facial expressions that are tied to the identification of different emotions. We start with the easy ones like, when you feel angry, what does your face look like? Or when you feel sad or happy. And then we work up to feeling surprised, or sometimes it's feeling jealous. All emotions are okay to have. I'm going to focus on a few strategies that I use with the littles. This is for like age 3 to 12 range, and it's all about building awareness, healthy attachment, and acceptance. I ask the littles in my life if they can feel what is happening in their body when they have a feeling. What do they feel inside when they're mad, happy, sad? This isn't during a big meltdown. This is in quiet connecting times. Letting them know that what they are feeling in their bodies when they have a big feeling is actually energy that's moving around inside of them. It's their body's way of getting their attention through like a secret code or message. I've made up this analogy of a bubble bath because who doesn't love a bubble bath, right? Social stories are ways that our littles learn because they aren't really totally able to relate to themselves as separate entities from us at such a young age. And as a side note, this is also why what you read to them and what they watch is actually so important and impactful. It imprints on them. It's how they get imprinted with messaging. I'm going to read it to you as if I was reading it to one of my littles. Did you know that your thoughts and feelings are kind of like a bubble bath? Let's pretend your body is the bathtub. When something happens in your day, like someone says something or something doesn't go your way, it's like pouring water into the tub. The water is your thoughts. Now imagine adding bubble soap. What kind of smelling bubble soap do you like? I like the kind that smells like lavender. That's the event that happens, the adding of the soap. When the water and the soap mix, what happens? They make bubbles. And those bubbles are your feelings. Sometimes the water flows really, really fast, like when your mind is full of thoughts. Zoom, zoom. That can make lots of big bubbles, really big bubbles, which are like big feelings. But other times, the water's slow and calm and steady, and you just get a few little bubbles. Those are smaller feelings, gentler. Now, if you splash or move a lot in the tub, bubbles end up everywhere. That's like when your feelings feel so big that they spill out onto others, including when you splash water all over the bathroom floor. Mommy's not usually too happy. But if you were to move gently, the water ends up getting calmer, and the bubbles are easier to just play with. Just like when you slow down, your feelings get calm too. Here's a secret. When the bath is done and the water goes down the drain, have you ever noticed that sometimes a few bubbles remain and get stuck? And if we don't clean them up, it kind of gets messy later. They get slippery and sticky. That's like not listening to your feelings. They can get stuck and they show up later when we least expect them or want them to. But guess what? Your feelings are like bubbles trying to tell you something. They speak a special message. So next time you have a big emotion, just ask, what's pouring into my tub? What kind of thoughts am I having? What are my bubbles or feelings trying to tell me? What can I do to help them feel safe and calm? Your bubble bath feelings are part of being human, and you can learn to listen, take care of them, and let them just float away. You are connected inside. with your thoughts, feelings, and your body. Just like in the tub, the water and the bubbles are connected. So the next time you're having a lot of big feelings, try to remember this story and how your thoughts are part of your feelings and what is happening in your body too. So really, you can use anything that is connection that your kids like. The bubble bath is just one example that I use. Another example actually came to me when I was reading a story about wolves with my daughter. Both my daughters love wolves. I don't know about your kids, but in part of it, there's an explanation of how wolves communicate with each other. It's actually pretty spectacular. Also, what a great way to explain to our littles how their feelings have messages. So here's the wolf story. Did you know animals have feelings too, and they show them in different ways just like we do? Our feelings are like little messengers inside of us. They try to tell us what we need, like a hug, some space, or sometimes to feel safe. When we listen to those feelings and talk about them, it helps us feel better. But sometimes when we don't listen, those feelings can get really loud, like yelling, whining, or stomping. That's usually a sign that we didn't understand what our body was trying to say. And when our feelings get loud like that, it can be hard for others to understand us too. Imagine a wolf howling. It's not just about making that really cool noise. The wolf is actually wanting to connect with their pack. They are saying, "Hey you, I'm over here. I need to feel close to you." Does that sound familiar? Because sometimes when you get super loud, all you need is a hug. And lately, when you start to feel that way, you do ask for a hug instead of how you used to stomp and scream. And when we need a hug, the feelings inside you get better, right? You are listening to the message of your feelings in your body. You listened to your feelings and you told me what you needed. That's powerful, just like the wolf. Sometimes a wolf whimpers. And when they do that, they may even tuck their tails and lower their ears. They look a little silly, don't they? This is the way they are showing you that they're scared. What happens to you when you get scared? Do you feel like you're small? Your heart goes super fast? Is your body saying, "I don't feel safe right now," when that happens? Mommy can't always tell when you're scared, but if you tell me, I'm always going to try to be with you, hold your hand, or help you feel safe. Everyone is scared sometimes, even a powerful wolf. When I'm afraid, I like to take some big breaths. Now, a wolf also has a growl. Sometimes it'll even show its super sharp teeth and hunch its back up, trying to look bigger than it is. That's its way of saying, "I don't like this, back off." The wolf is angry and wanting to protect himself. Now, you don't growl or show your teeth, thank goodness, but you do have other ways of showing when you're angry. Your body tells you that you're angry by becoming really tense, usually. Your eyebrows go down. Can you make that funny face? Yes. Maybe you cross your arms or shout or stomp or cry. That sounds so silly. Your body tells you that you are angry by becoming really tense. Your eyebrows go down. Maybe you cross your arms, shout, stomp, or even cry. It's your feelings' way of saying, "Something doesn't feel fair or kind right now. I do not like how I am being treated." I get angry too, especially when I feel like no one is listening to me. I get pretty angry after asking quite a few times, right? My voice gets louder and louder. I'm like the growling wolf. But that's okay. Everyone will get angry at something. It's just a feeling. And it is just reminding us that something is really important to us, that we value something. We do not need to bare our teeth and growl like a wolf. Just like mommy knows, I do not need to yell. Though sometimes I know I do. We just need to recognize that we are feeling angry and communicate what we need in a way that we can be heard. So I am trying not to anymore. instead of screaming and stomping our feet, it may help to just say how you're feeling angry next time. Take a break, breathe, talk about it, and see what your body needs. I know it helps me. And this is so cool because every feeling is important. Every single feeling we have gives us a message, like a super cool code, and we just need to understand what the code is saying. Like the secret language that wolves have with each other, our feelings have for our own bodies. Even the feeling that feels a little yucky or way too big in your body, they're also important to have. Every feeling is giving you a message about something you care about or need. Guess what? You have power over your feelings. Not by ignoring them or pushing them away, but by listening to them, understanding them, and choosing what to do next. Sometimes, though, you need to learn to make your choice because your brain needs time to figure out how. Wolves howl, whimper, growl, and bark too when they have feelings that are communicating what their needs are. Their body lets them know what they need to survive, and they communicate it through actions, sounds, and language. Just like the wolves do, you can use your body, words, and energy to move, change, and get what you need. Feelings are energy. They move, they change, and they grow. That's how you become the leader of your own pack, strong, kind, and powerful inside. There's one more special story I'm going to share because understanding the connection is important, as is the way feelings speak to us. But maybe even more important is the power that we all have to learn to shift from reaction to response. So this is the remote control we all have inside of us. I've even used this with adults. Want to know a secret to controlling your feelings better? You have something called an energy control inside of you. Imagine an actual remote control, like for your television. But this one is inside of your body. It connects from your mind and your thoughts to the rest of you with energy. This remote has buttons that you can press to tell your thoughts, your emotions, and your body what to do. You can press buttons like breathe. This button will help you with a big breath in and out. Sometimes you can even push and hold it. Take a big breath in, hold it, and then slowly let it out in a great big sigh. It can be fun to make big noises when you sigh too. Or there's the wiggle button. This button will get you moving. It really doesn't matter if it's just your hands shaking or jumping up and down, or if you start dancing and shaking. When you wiggle and respond to the big emotions this way, it will help you get unstuck. It will help you get your energy free. Another button is the opposite button. This is a great button. You know everything has an opposite? Energy is the same. Big and small, short and tall, dark and light. Well, if you do the opposite of what your big emotion is urging you to do in reacting, then it will help free your energy and calm your body, brain, and feelings. So for example, if you want to yell, try whispering. If you want to cry, try laughing. It can be so fun to do with grown-ups too, as a game. Another button is the talk button. When you talk about how you're feeling, it can help your body and mind know that you are listening to the message from the energy. We all love to be heard, and so do your feelings. So if you tell a grown-up, it helps your energy calm down. The imagination button is so special. Anything you can do with your imagination, involving art, Play-Doh, coloring, or even stories, help challenge your big uncomfy energy and make it into light and colorful energy. Give your feelings different colors, different shapes, temperatures, textures. Let that move through your body. And you can imagine it sinking into the ground or floating away from you. Your remote control is in your mind. It's a vision, a visual. But it really is in your body. It connects your body, your feelings, your thoughts, all of your energy. And the more you play with this particular remote, the faster the energy buttons will work. All of this helps your brain and feelings and body feel better so that you can feel more calm, happy, or safe. And here's a secret. If the remote control was not programmed to work with the TV and did not have batteries, it would not work. Just like you need to teach yourself about these buttons you have and how they work. And always take care of your body with healthy energy, like food, exercise, and love, to give yourself batteries. Our littles can learn the connection of their energy and how this supports them in having their needs met, building their own power and self-love, and even how this connection will build on attracting positive into their lives through social stories like the few I mentioned here. By learning this connection early, by understanding the power they have over their feelings, thoughts, and body, they will have resiliency to face anything, to reach their goals, to succeed in their life. We can also learn through these lessons what we need to shift, to expand, to heal, through the shaping of who we could have been without the struggles we may have had into who we can be now. It's truly amazing. So that's it for now. Please like, share, review, show some support, and check out more if you would like to work with me. It's Manifestation Therapy. Be your best potential.